Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
Tonight, the time is right for trivia. We have 3 big hours of it. And we have a straggler from last week. Yes, indeed. Let me find it here. That's right. The show hasn't even started, and already I've got everything a mess. All right. A lawyer in Indianapolis asked a judge to allow a deeper dive into potential jury members in a robbery case. The judge denied it, saying that the lawyer's claims were irrelevant because there's no law that the jurors be this, no law requiring it. Be what? All right, so that's the deal. Yes, jurors didn't have to be this. Didn't have to be what? All right, so that's my question. And, of course, if you don't get it, and I know it's somewhat obtuse, but if you don't get it tonight, well, it will be revealed at the end of the night because stragglers only last for a week. So good luck on that. And other than that, we have Bumper Stumpers, a crop of 11. They all have something in common. All of it is what the artists have in common, or some of the artists anyway. All right, we'll leave it at that. Now, if you don't know my question and you don't have any idea about the bumpers, which you haven't even heard yet, so that would be obvious, let alone the theme, then pick your own category, and sky is the limit on that. Yes, everybody knows something about something. All right, so we're going to kick it off with Barry in New Hampshire, who is back to the Beatles. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh, I didn't get the question last week, so I'll try it again.
Okay, what do you think? Oh, you want Beatles. I thought you were going to try to answer mine. All right, that's fine. That's fine. I'm counting here. Okay, we're talking the Beatles, of course, because you know everything. And as you know, there were several Beatles records that reached number one in the United States, but not in the U.K., there were also 4 Beatles records that reached number one in the UK, but not in the US. Name 2 of them.
Please Me?
Nope. Keep going.
Let's see. Baby, You're a Rich Man?
Nope.
It's probably the early ones. SBY?
Nope. You get 2 more shots and you got to name 2 of them, so the next 2 better be right.
Okay. Let's see. Please Me? Did I say that?
You did, so we won't count that. You still got 2.
Okay. I want to hold your hand.
Nope.
All right. So I don't get it.
All right. So we'll tell you. Number one in the U.S., but not the U.K. Love Me Do, 8 days a week. Yesterday, Penny Lane, Something/Come Together, Let It Be, and The Long and Winding Road. Now, number one in the U.K., but not in the U.S., From Me to You, Eleanor Rigby, Yellow Submarine, Lady Madonna, and The Ballad of John and Yoko.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All right. I didn't think I'd stump you with that.
Oh, yeah. No, the charts is kind of shaky.
Well, and I can understand that, but the surprise to me was that Yesterday wasn't number one in the U.K., too, because it was so big here.
Yeah, that is surprising.
Now, From Me to You was not surprising because, of course, they wanted to kill Del Shannon when he was their opening act, or they were his opening act, more likely, and they did that, and he said, I'm going to steal that. Don't you dare! And, of course, he did. So by the time they got around to releasing it, had already been heard a lot in the U.S. So now, I was also surprised, though, conversely, just like I was surprised Yesterday wasn't number one in U.K., I was surprised that Eleanor Rigby wasn't number one in U.S.,
That is surprising.
Yeah. All right. Well, now you know even more about the Beatles, and I didn't think that was possible.
All right, Ronnie.
Talk to you next week. Thanks. Appreciate it. So there you have it. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Now, I call it 4x5 because you got to get 4 out of 5 right on the quiz that that Laura invented and that Lisa helps and all that. And I get lots of questions between the two of them. And so I'm raring to go. And Billy Bob wants to take advantage of it. So, Billy Bob, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, 59th time caller.
How about that?
I'm going to take a quick stab at the straggler for the judge. I'll say that he doesn't sequester the jurors.
Nope, that's not it.
All right, then I got a request for one song, too. Since I did so well on duets last week, I'm going to try it again this week.
Okay, here, now wait a minute. I want to get out a piece of paper that I won't lose. Let me pick something that I wrote something important.
But I was really messed up. I thought it was Tina Turner. It was
yes,
Al
I
Green.
Know, but I played it anyway. I found it.
Yeah, I heard it. Thank you.
Yeah, so we aim to please. But yeah, so let's see. Let's take out this list and see what we can do. All right, what do you want to add?
This will be another duet with Mickey Gilley and Charlie McClain, This Must Be Paradise.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. All right.
If I could be in the quiz still, that'd be all right, too.
Okay, of course. Absolutely. All right, so we are going to do 4x5. You got to get 4 out of 5. You ready?
Yes.
Who was the host of Howdy Doody?
Buffalo Bob.
What is a martini garnished with an onion called?
An onion. I gave up.
Okay, well, it's a Gibson, but that's all right. You got to get the next three right, and they're easy.
God dog it.
Dueling Banjos is from what movie?
The one with Burt Reynolds. And then Ned Beatty, where they're going down in a canoe.
And what would the name of the movie be?
Yeah. My brain went broke. Well, anyway, I'll try again next week.
Okay, it's Deliverance. Now you'll never forget it.
Well, I've only seen it about 15 times.
All right.
Have a good evening.
Thanks
then.
For
Thank
calling.
You.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. All right. Yeah, I understand what that's like. Oh, boy, do I. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And let's see what we got going on here. Let's see. Johnny in Austin, welcome back to WGN Radio. Yo, Johnny. Or not? Okay. We lost Johnny in Austin. It was bad. I hope we didn't lose the phones. All right. Well, one really hopes we didn't lose. Oh, I know. Wait. This will work. There's Johnny in Austin. All right.
I'm here.
All
I'm
right.
here. Have no fear.
You're just you're on a completely different bank of calls.
Oh, okay. Well, as long as I'm in the bank, I guess I'm all right.
Absolutely.
Here's the deal. I don't want to derail your trivia, but I don't watch TV much. But I was on the internet today, and I see this massive flooding that happened Saturday in Globe, Arizona.
It was actually Thursday and Friday into Saturday. We drove home in it. Well, we drove back to the valley in it. We didn't know how bad it was going to get. And I'll talk a lot about it tomorrow night. Now, the good news is we're on high ground. The bad news is our power company is APS. And the worst news is on one of our tower sites, we have generators, and we have a generator just for the AC units in this building, nothing else. Well, it failed. And, of course, I don't know it. So I don't know it till someone calls to say, you got a transmitter going on and off. And I think, uh-oh. And I log in, and it's 175 degrees in that room. So
yeah, I knew that. I knew that.
Well, so at that moment, I powered down. Huh? And since then, it's been a nightmare. Have you ever called a power company and have them argue that the power is on when it's not?
Well, no, I haven't.
Well, I have that experience and more. So we'll talk more about it next week. But the bad news is that most of Globe Miami is decimated and will not return. Things are under 5 feet of water. Our propane dealer had hundreds, literally hundreds, of tanks get loose and float down Highway 60. So we're at 40% capacity in that one site now, so I'm a little worried, but because they ain't coming back anytime soon.
I saw a video of all this stuff, but I just learned it today.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's all true. And we called because we have had one car in for service. Thank God it wasn't there, but we were having keys duplicated. And so John called and said, we're just wondering if you still have the keys. Says, I have nothing. Everything I ever had floated away. So that's
wait
the story.
What floated away?
Well, Al's Automotive, but the entire car inventory of a Ford dealer is gone. You know, things like that. And the problem is that very few, if any, people have flood insurance, and it is not standard coverage on a business policy.
So, were anything you live or have over there affected?
Well, like
all
I say,
this?
No. I mean, obviously, I've got equipment that's affected because of those temperatures, because of APS. Yeah, I've got some stuff to do. I've got a generator where you know that one generator. It turned out that the battery exploded, so there's acid everywhere and all that. So we fixed that. But what we didn't know is the other generator, the fuses went. And so at that particular site, then the AM site, which has two buildings and all that, is fine, strong, and the third is okay. So yeah, we're by all considerations, we're doing better than most.
So I checked your streams and they were up and running.
We're on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're absolutely
so,
on the air.
But the devastation looked horrible.
Yes. Yes, people will not recover. And there were deaths.
I know there were. Yeah. I think at least three.
Well, one of the things that's amazing to me is they built the hospital in the floodplain, right in the low-lying floodplain. But fortunately, it didn't sustain as much damage as it should. Walmart got quite a bit, and Cal Ranch got some, and they're good people. You know, that Walmart did, hey, I didn't care. But Cal Ranch, I hated to see it.
Well, it looked like that main street got a lot of damage.
Yeah, Highway
too.
60. Yeah, most of it's closed. So, you know, if we needed to go back, we would have to go the long way, and that wouldn't be pretty.
But so all the boxes and everything, all your personal stuff that you've been doing was not affected?
Not at all. Not at all.
Well, good. I was really concerned.
I didn't expect that would be, because I made sure that we were prepared in that event. Everything's on high ground. So it would have been a very unusual situation, and there was one possibility that I would have gotten some effect, and I held my breath on it, but I didn't. So that was good. Everything else, it wouldn't have been possible.
Well, when all this rain started, but unexpectedly, I guess.
No, it wasn't.
It started on Thursday night?
No, it started on Thursday. We were there on Thursday, and I had to come back to do the show, you know, because I did it from the studio in the valley on Thursday, and I did not expect it, but yeah, I drove in rain the whole time.
Getting out?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, hail, things like that. Like when I looked out the window when I was getting dressed, I thought, oh, hail, lovely. So, yeah, we had you know, hail and thunder and lightning and stuff and lots of rain. But I assumed, fool that I was, that as I was leaving Thursday, and there was a little bit of water, but not too much, that you know, it would stop Thursday night and all would be okay. It was just your standard monsoon, and we have them. Now, the ironic part is we've been very inconvenienced on Highway 60 because they've been working for months on a flood project, which closes the road for 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. Well, it turns out that the flood mitigation project so far didn't mitigate anything. So we'll see. They'll go back to that. But right now, it's some places are unpassable on Highway 60. Other places are pilot cars. You know, we're used to pilot cars because of bridge construction and all that. But now they've got them nonstop. So that's the story.
So, excuse me, what's the population of Globe, Miami?
Metropolitan area, quote unquote, I say that with tongue in cheek, is about 10,000. But, you know, it's part of it is the San Carlos Indian Reservation, and they had an emergency mandatory evacuation at 11:30 at night Friday night. So that was...
So how many people are displaced from this?
A lot. Know? No, I don't have numbers. A lot. No.
So what can your radio station do to help people? If
it... Well, what it has been doing, for one thing, it obviously continually gives the update on the conditions and, you know, if you're going to be displaced, where you can go and what you can do and all those kind of things, you know. So the basic information is constantly out there. You know, if a road turns out to be closed, that's out there, all of that stuff. Doing this at a distance, I wish I could get on the air and do a talk show, but I'm not there. So I couldn't do that. But continually updating that way. Now, what happens is I'm a clearinghouse. Someone says, hey, we have a clothing drive here. We need clothes. I get that on the air, what it is and whatever. Somebody else is doing other kind of help. You know, maybe we need people downtown to help with cleanup, whatever it is, whatever they need. You know, one saloon in Miami, well, their front wall collapsed. En La Casita, a restaurant in downtown Globe, there were plenty of patrons, and it happened so quickly that a woman just sat down to eat, and within minutes she was in 4 feet of water. See, that's the way it happened. So, you know, that's what flash flooding is about. And we have our guard down to a good extent because we get flash flood warnings multiple times every season because, of course, it's always a possibility. But we don't get this except, you know, in some cases, once in a lifetime. People who have lived there 60 years are saying, I've never seen this. So
I didn't want to derail your trivia, but I thought pretty big. It's big news.
Well, and so that's the deal with it. And again, I'm happy to be the dissemination point for anybody who's doing anything. And you know, I called some of our sponsors like Cal Ranch, and first thing I did was I said, you had a big sale over the weekend, spent a lot of money with us. That is comped. You are not paying for that schedule.
And, oh, good.
You know, it's just that that simple. And so things of that nature. But, you know, we'll see. Some people are not going to be able to come back. So we'll see how that goes. But anybody who's doing anything, yeah, we stand ready to announce it and promote it. One poor guy was having a yard sale Saturday. There was nothing I could do for him, obviously. You know, not the time, fella. He said, I don't understand it. No one's coming by. I said, well, it could be because they can't get there. So that's the deal.
Well, the pictures online were pretty scary.
And let me tell you, they don't even do it justice.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
right. Thank you for the update.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. I'm glad you weren't affected personally. But
No, just that one tower site with a power company arguing with me that there was power there and I must be stupid.
Oh, gotcha. Well,
yeah. Oh, well.
That'll shake out. The truth will come to light,
oh, yeah.
I would assume.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Well, you know, that particular tower site, I've got tenants like T-Mobile and Verizon, so I wasn't the only one with problems. That was nice.
Oh, so. Yeah, well, you got backup. You
but
know.
They also have they also have honking diesel generators, so they could go for days. So
I got it.
We use propane.
Well, anyway, thanks
for
the update, because a lot of people wanted to know.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you more about it tomorrow night. Maybe I'll know more. Thanks. Appreciate the call.
Okay. Gary and Fran, say hi.
Me too. Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
So we'll get to Soroya and Lisa and Bill, and there will be room for you too as Monday night, trivia continues, and your first bumper stumper coming up after this on WGN Radio.
You made me suffer. went away from me. Yes, you did. You made me suffer. I can't stand this misery. Cause when I'm all by myself, I just don't wanna see nobody else suffer. And now that you're gone, baby, I don't know what I'm gonna do. You made me suffer.
Suffer, yeah.
And you're not in my arms, but I still feel your sweet charm. Cause when I'm all by myself,
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That is a great record, I think, anyway. It was on Four Brothers. Yeah, name something else on Four Brothers, I dare you. 1965. All right, so who is that? I don't expect you to know what they might have in common with anybody else, but I do expect you know who that is, because it sounds plain as day to me. So that's it. Now we have a straggler. A lawyer in Indianapolis asked the judge to allow a deeper dive into potential jury members in a robbery case, and the judge denied it. He said, your claims are irrelevant because there's no law of this, of jurors. No law requiring jurors to be this, to be what? 888-876-5593. That's my question. And I see on the screen that we have Soroya in Detroit, who is staying up late for the night. So, Soroya, welcome to WGN Radio. How are you?
I'm not great, Raleigh. My mom passed away this weekend. So,
oh, no.
Oh, I'm
so sorry.
Need some distraction. No, it's okay. I thought, well, I'm up in the middle of the night, and it's Monday. I'm going to do some trivia. And
yeah. Now, was this unexpected?
No, and you okay. And I have talked personally, so you know how complex this is for me.
Well, that's why I said that. That's what makes this so tough.
No, it was not unexpected at all.
Okay.
No,
but this is obviously, it's very tough when you lose somebody and there was a conflicted relationship, because it brings out a zillion things, some of which you anticipate and some you never anticipated, and I'm so sorry you're going through this.
I appreciate it, Raleigh. Like I said, I was like, well, I looked at the clock and I'm like, well, it's 11 o'clock. I can call Raleigh and play trivia.
Yes.
And at least I won't be thinking about
That's right.
any of the depressing stuff. And, you know, it's the first time I've lost somebody that close
right.
to me,
right.
in air quotes. And being an only child, there's a lot of things that fall to me that I'm not prepared to deal with right now.
Yes.
So.
Yes, and I understand all of that, but one day at a time, literally, and don't look at the big picture.
No, I right now I'm just trying to get through it, and you know,
exactly.
I'm going to take a couple of days off, obviously, and
yes.
You know, do what I need to do. But it was nice to hear Johnny in Austin. It was like the old days. You
yeah,
know?
Absolutely. All right, so
I mean, that's 1987.
Yeah, 1987. Well, boy, do I have a question for you. All right.
What's that?
1987 was interesting. First, I was thinking of asking you about number one records and all that, but then I noticed something. 1987,
yeah.
There was one record. It only got up to number 19 on the charts, but it is yeah. among the records that lived longest on the charts. It remained on the Billboard Hot 100 for 30 weeks. So,
oh my God.
Yeah, 30 weeks, and it got to number 19. So, and the first thing I thought is, oh, it must be a rolling hit, but that wasn't it. You know, it had good distribution, but what is it?
Yeah. I don't know. You want me to randomly guess?
Well, sure. I
God.
Mean, think about this. It was being played and on the charts for probably longer than any, but it did not have,
God.
It did not have any, you know, stellar qualities like being number one or anything like that.
Oh, my God. That's such a broad question. I was not prepared for this.
I figured.
Okay,
I worked hard for that. But
yeah, you did. Okay, so, all right. So you said 30 weeks,
it was
right?
On
so
the like, charts for 30 weeks. And I'll give you a label. Labels help. And see, that's what I mean. If it was like on, you know, Joe Smith's label, okay, but it was on Epic.
Yeah.
So it was on Epic, and they had the distribution. Now, this group also in 1980 and in 1985 had number one records. In fact, in 1985, they had one that was number one for 3 weeks. But this one was on the charts for 30 weeks and made it to number 19. Now, they started out in 1972, first didn't chart, on Epic, bubbling under it, 122 on the bubbling under charts in 1972. And as far as their last thing, I believe that was 1988.
Oh, my God. Wow. Now I'm like, it's a group, so
yes,
we know that.
It is a group.
We know the label.
Right. Right, exactly.
Oh, my God.
And, all right, we also know where they're from. They're from Champaign, Illinois. So this is a home group for Illinois.
Oh, God, that's...
that's no help whatsoever. All right.
I appreciate it. Raleigh, you have absolutely stumped me, Raleigh. I'm actually really impressed that you've dug this hard for me. That's actually hilarious. I'm still going to guess. I'm still thinking about 87 and what was big
there. No, you get half a dozen guesses, so by all means.
Amazing. Okay, so obviously it's an older group. If I were a betting woman, I'd say it's probably a soul group, knowing you, but maybe not.
It is not a soul group. Now, when I say 88, that was the last on the charts, but they were still performing.
Oh,
that's for sure. They were performing like hell. Maybe they're still performing. I'd have to look it up, but I wouldn't be.
They still might be alive.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I think the original member retired from touring after 55 years in 2023.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My first instinct is something with the Jacksons, but that is not it.
No, it's not.
Because they didn't.
Right, it's not soul.
It's not soul anyway.
No.
Yeah, and it has nothing to do with that. So, like, group. God, man. And then, but I'm thinking the Go-Go's. But that's insane because they don't have anything that big.
They're in the Hall of Fame at the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum in Joliet.
Oh, God, it's not like something crazy like Aerosmith, right? Like
no, it's not. It's not it's not Aerosmith, but Aerosmith would be closer than the Jacksons.
Okay. So I'm going in the right direction. Okay.
Yes.
Raleigh, thank you for making me laugh. I really need it. So Okay, so I'm closer to, the 90s and 80s and 70s. God, who else is, oh my God, it's not going to be the Stones, right? I mean, no.
They were on a band, let's see, in 19, what year would this have been? 7 hours of the biggest rock and roll, the second annual holiday festival. And I don't know what year this would have been, but it would have had Rare Earth and Blue Oyster Cult and Mike Bloomfield Band and Captain Beyond.
Now we're going down that road. Wow. And so we have Rare Earth and Blue Oyster Cult. My brain's like, what is happening right now?
And when when they were in college, unfortunately, or I say unfortunately because I don't care for Irving Azoff, but nonetheless, who later managed the Eagles and all that, he was their manager because he was there at the University of Illinois, Champaign.
It's got to be a rock band.
So yes, of course it does.
Yeah, it has to be. So, like, oh, God.
Yeah, let me put it this way.
Bon Jovi. Is it Bon Jovi?
No. That's three. All right. Now, the lead of this, the guy who founded the band, bought his first organ. It was a Farfisa. And the first song he learned was Light My Fire.
Oh, my God. I still don't know. This is so ridiculous. It's not Foreigner, right? No, that's not right. That's four. Four guesses. I got two more.
They took their name after a product.
Good Lord. You know, I'm a product.
A product. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Only the product wasn't pronounced the same way, but they did take
of
it.
Of course not.
Yeah, right. Because this guy who formed the band, you know, he walked into his first day of like a history of transportation class is what it was. And he said,
I cannot wait to know who this is, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. And he said, oh, I'll just name it that.
It's not the Cars. That's five.
No. Yeah.
I got one more. Okay, I'm going to feel so stupid when you tell me, I'm sure. Not stupid, but I'm going to be stumped. I honestly do not. I'm thinking of bands of Oregon. Like,
well, no, and they did things at first. They tried like Top 40 and nothing happened. And then in 1979, they turned back to hard rock. And that was then they vacillated hard rock, pop oriented. You know, I'm not sure they ever made up their mind.
I honestly have no clue. So I'm going to take a crazy. I'm in the hair band genre. That's not where I need to be. So my brain just keeps going back to that. It's not that. I know it's not that. I don't know. I don't know. I give up. Please don't.
Yeah, I do. By the way, I just took a look at their past members, and it's like the size of a phone book. There's like 40 of them.
Yeah, but, no, I probably don't. But, I'm going to know and feel so stupid.
Well, the product was Rio and REO Speedwagon.
Oh, it's Duran Duran. Oh,
no,
my
God. It's REO Speedwagon.
Oh, my God. That's way worse than Duran Duran.
Yes, I was going to say, no, Duran Duran would have been fine, actually. Yeah, REO Speedwagon.
Oh, my God. You know what? And I was almost there. But you know why I don't know that? Because I hate them. That would be why.
Well, I think there's a lot of that to go around.
That.
Yeah, based on what I look at as their repertoire, I could see where everybody has something to hate.
Okay, do I get points for I could name you a bunch of their top hits? I mean, because...
All right. Well, let's you know the number one ones, I'm sure, but they actually had I'd say I don't know how many this is, but a few dozen hits.
Oh God, it's like 38 special. I mean, it's like, oh God, I'm going to offend so many people by saying this. It's garbage.
Well, what surprised me? Okay, I figure you can come up with the "Can't Fight This Feeling." Everybody can do that. That
was of course.
Number one for 3 weeks. But in 1980, they had a number one record that was number one for 15 weeks.
80. What would that be? Is that Oh God! Now I'm thinking. Keep on loving you. I'm thinking. Oh God! There's like a song about flying. There's like so many. Horrible song.
Well, not,
what is it?
High Infidelity.
Yep. You know what's sad? I know that. I mean, I don't want to admit that I know that. Not out of liking
wait
it.
Wait a minute. That's not. Wait a minute. I'm wrong. That's the. No, that is right. Okay. I was for a minute there. I thought I had the wrong act. No, I am. Yeah, 15 weeks. High Infidelity, and yeah, that was actually on the charts longer than this number 19 song, but I didn't want to use
the number 9. Yeah, I'm happy to say I don't know that much REO Speedwagon, so I'm all right with not knowing what it is.
Yeah.
But, Raleigh, thank you so much for the distraction, and it was good to laugh. And
well, I'm delighted
calling you more.
Yeah, I'm delighted to hear from you, and I'll be here all week. Try the Beal. No, I'll be here all week, and if you want to call back anytime.
I absolutely will, Raleigh. Right. Thanks again. I appreciate you.
Thanks, and my condolences. Bye-bye. Okay, bye. All right, so sad. It's been a sad week all the way around for that. Adam, who screens your calls, lost his father. And I feel like this is a personal loss because he was an over-the-road trucker, so he was a kindred spirit. And when he drove, he used to listen to me. And so I feel it too, but nowhere near that of Adam's family. And our condolences extend to all of them, of course. Speaking of which, I think it's time I did this on WGN Radio. in radio. Monday Night Trivia, Bumper Stumpers. Who is that? 888-876-5593. And when you dial it, it's going to be busy. So what you want to do there is wait until somebody hangs up, and then a line will be free, and you'll get your shot in there. Now, we'll move along, but I wanted to mention something about Rio Motors for a moment, because everybody knows about REO Speedwagon, but very few people realize that there was a Rio Speedwagon, two words. And Rio was the motor company, and they used all capitals, hence REO, but it was Rio. And in 1915, they brought out a line of light trucks and with various configurations, but it was really the forerunner to the modern pickup, and it had a lot of power. And historically, if you're doing something like history of transportation, you're going to run into Rio Motors. And that's what the guy who was starting the band did. And so, yeah, most people think REO Speedwagon from the group, but it's Rio Speedwagon from the motor company. All right, now, 888-876-5593-8888 Raleigh. Bill is in Wisconsin. Hey, Bill, I'm glad you called back.
Hello, how are you?
All right, so you wanted 70s television.
Yeah.
All right.
Try it.
All right, I'm going to. As I'm sure you know, 1971-72 season, that's when All in the Family jumped to number one anywhere, and they remained in the number one position until after the 75-76 season. What I want to know, back in the 71-72 season, what preceded them in the 70-71 season when they debuted? What was the number one show? And I'll give you a hint. It was on ABC. Don't look it up.
No Jefferson's?
No, no, that would be later. No, Marcus Welby, M.D.
Oh, Marcus Welby, wow.
Yeah, Marcus Welby was on the top heap in ABC, and then, of course, All in the Family debuted mid-season. Next year, they went to number one on CBS, stayed number one through the 75-76 season. Let's see if we can redeem you. The 76-77 season went back to ABC. What was the number one show? You can do this. Oh my goodness, we have news. We're in the news. I blew the break. So it's just you and me, and Adam did the right thing. He cut me off. So, you know, you're on the stream, so it'll replay on my stream. But what do you think it was?
Oh, wow. Was it a medical show?
Nope.
ABC.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, this has got me stumped.
Happy Days.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It was number one 76-77 season, and what was interesting is it was displaced by an offshoot, 77-78, Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And they were number one for two seasons, 78 and 79 as well.
Can I do a guess on the lawyer question?
If you want to hang on, you can, because we'll put that on the air. Don't go away.
when I get paid. Just the time and place.
Yeah.
I can't throw out this water.
Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and who is that? Yeah, 1966 on Sue. Yeah, Jogi Murray's label, but that was the UK division, actually, though the guy wasn't from Great Britain. All right, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we have a question we're working on that will be revealed at the end of the night tonight if you don't get it. A lawyer in Indianapolis asked a judge to allow a deeper dive into potential jury members in a robbery case. The judge denied it, saying there was no law requiring this of juries, so it's irrelevant. No law requiring what of juries? 888-876-5593. Yes, juries can be a lot of things, apparently, including this. What is it? 888-888-ROLLYE. All right, let's see. We got Bill hanging on. The news interrupted me because I can't tell time, obviously. Now, that in mind, with Bill, we didn't succeed. I should mention this on the 70s trivia. The 1970 to 71, Marcus Welby, MD, on ABC was the big show, and that was displaced by All in the Family until the 1976-77 season when Happy Days displaced it. Then 77 through 79, Laverne and Shirley, ABC. All right, so now, what Bill said is, well, can I guess on your question? And I said, of course you can. So, Bill, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, so go ahead and guess.
They don't have to speak English.
That is, oh God, it's probably true too, but that's not it.
That's not it.
I love it though.
Two more little things, if I could.
Yes.
Can you play a George Benson song for me?
Which one?
Bo Weevil.
Oh really? Okay, good. All right, let me find something so I won't forget this. Here, I've got one sheet of paper that I won't lose, and only one actually. So let me find it. But we will, everything else, forget about it. Thank God this isn't TV. George Benson, and that's for Bill in Wisconsin. All right, you betcha.
And the other thing, I'm going to call back next Monday for a MASH trivia.
That's nice, except it won't be until Monday, October 27th, because there'll be 3 weeks' worth of replays.
Oh, okay.
So I apologize for that. Nothing I can do about it, but I will be back bright and surly Monday the 27th, and I'm live all this week.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll call back during the week.
I'll look forward to it. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, okay.
All right, good deal. So 888-876-5593. Now let's say goodbye to Bill so I can release a line there. And what are we doing? Oh, Marguerite in Chicago is going to take some guesses. Oh, good. Okay, Marguerite, what do you think?
And I'm sorry about the weather-related situations you've been going through.
Oh, yeah. Well, this too shall pass, at least for us, thank God. So,
yeah,
well,
you're a real trooper. The show must go on is how you live, and thank you.
Sure. So
I'm
going
to take a guess at the question. Do they have to be employed?
Oh, that's interesting. That's not it. I like that, though. I like the way you think.
Thank you. Married?
Nope.
Believers in God?
Nope.
Atheist?
Nope. You got two more.
High school graduates?
Nope.
Well, they're supposed to be, at least someone says most of the jury pool is picked from registered voters, so they don't have to be registered voters?
Nope. Actually, it's not picked from registered voters. That was a myth. A lot of people think that. It's usually utility bills, but it can also be driving records.
Yeah, I was going to say that, too, alone. It's like registered voters /driver, having a driver's license.
What's sad in America that there aren't enough registered voters to use that as the primary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad commentary, but true. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else?
No, that's all. And thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon. Mm-hmm. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So good deal. Now let's say goodbye to Marguerite so it frees up a line for you. And there we go. Now. 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Chuck is in Downers Grove. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Chuck.
Hi, Raleigh. As long as you were talking about All in the Family, can you tell me what night, was that on Friday or was that a Saturday night that was on during the week?
I thought it was a weekday. You know, since I've watched maybe 10 hours of television in my life aggregately, I thought it was a weekday.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. I thought maybe you knew.
I can find out very easily.
Okay.
And let's see, because I remember when it debuted. It debuted on Tuesday, January 12th, 1971.
Okay.
I thought it was a weekday because I remember that the radio station I was working at the time had a television in the lobby. And literally everybody was gathered around this TV show with their mouths hanging open, not believing that that could be said on television. I mean, I'll never forget. I could see the looks on their face like, what? What? And I knew it was a weeknight. So, Tuesday.
And they both slept in the same bed. They didn't have separate beds
either. Well, but by 71, that was happening. You were seeing that, you know. So that wasn't an issue. What was coming out of Archie Bunker's mouth, and you know the interesting thing, I don't know if there's anybody who replays that on the air anymore, but if that were going on now, people would be just as shocked.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you could get away with that today.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They'd be just as shocked for different reasons, of course. But, yeah, it's so politically incorrect that I bet you nobody is running those. I don't know. I've never bothered to look.
I think it's on one of these sub-channels that I have on my TV
like
here.
Like MeTV or Antenna TV or one of those?
I think it's called Catchy or MeTV, one of those.
Okay.
I think it's on one of those.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder if they take any heat for that.
Okay.
All right. So, are we going to do charts?
We are going to do charts.
Okay. And we're going to do This Week in 1968?
66.
Oh, good. Even better. All right. Let me go back. See,
I was just a very young teenager, so
okay.
I'll see if I can, what I can remember.
This Week in 1966. All right, here we are.
Okay.
I remember it well. Let's see.
Me too.
Yeah. WHYZ in Greenville just debuted as a daytimer at 1070 around that time, a few months earlier, actually. But yes, okay. So now, let's move along. Number one, Cherish.
The Association.
Yes. Number two, You Can't Hurry Love.
Supremes.
Number three, Sunshine Superman.
Donovan.
Number four, Yellow Submarine.
Beatles.
Number five, Bus Stop.
Hollies.
Yes. Number, let's see. So that's number six would be Beauty's Only Skin Deep.
Temptations.
Number seven, Black is Black.
Los Bravos.
Yes. Number eight, 96 Tears.
Question mark in the Mysterians.
Number nine, Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Beach Boys.
And number 10, Reach Out, I'll Be There.
Friend and Lover.
No, you can do this. You get another.
Oh.
You can do this. Think Motown. Think Motown.
Oh, stupid me. Four Tops.
Absolutely. Now, I consider that a good guess. So let's see how far you get. You ready? You've already won. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
Number 11, Eleanor Rigby.
Beatles.
12, See You in September. A remake. Of
Tempos? Was it the Tempos?
Well, that was originally in 61 or so.
That was the original. Okay.
Yeah, no, this was the remake.
Was it the Tremolos?
No, it was on BT Puppy Records.
Oh, no. I got it. It's the Happenings.
Yes, absolutely. All right.
Gotcha,
number 13, Guantanamera. Although we called it One Ton Tomato, but yes, Guantanamera.
We called it One Ton Camaro.
Oh, that's good. Okay.
And
Wait a minute.
It was by the Sandpipers.
Yes, but the Camaro didn't debut. I guess it had just debuted September 66. That was the first, because 1967 was the first model year for the Camaro.
Well, when we'd cruise around in our cars and we'd hear that on the oldie station. Mm. By that time,
it was later on, and we would. Okay, not as a current. Well, you did very well, and so, of course, the prizes are worthless, but eventually you get a certificate, which is fun, and something else you don't want. So hang
Great.
On. Don't go away, Chuck.
All right. Have a good one, Riley.
You too.
Okay,
all right, bye-bye. So Chuck knows his 1966 oldies. All right, but of course, when you're a kid, what else is there to do but listen to the radio? So, yeah, finally pay it off. Not in a big way, of course. All right, so we hold on so Chuck can get his info out. And we're going to do a Seinfeld trivia with Lisa. And Karen and Madison wants medical trivia. All right. Ruth and Gurney's hanging on there for... I can't read the screen, but I'll lean over during the break. And Naoto in Japan wants some kind of... Oh, well, of course, Myers-Briggs. I know that. And Laura in Willowbrook. Oh, I'm calling it 4x5 because you got to get 4 right out of 5. We'll be back with all of that and more on WGN Radio. It's a group, and the theme is something that all of the artists have in common, either the solo artist or a member of the group. So one individual, if it's the group, not everybody in the group, right? And they all have something in common, and of course, all of that is stuff you should know. So that's right. I proclaim that. So 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, we'll just move right on. Lisa is in Dundee. How's it going, Lisa?
Pretty good. How are you?
Well, I can't complain. I'm not underwater like most of globe.
No, and you're about to take some much needed time off.
Oh, God. Yeah, but you know, I'm not
ready. I wish you safe travels.
Thank you.
And lots of relaxation.
Yeah, I am so not ready. Timing is not advantageous, you know.
Nobody's ever ready before they go away.
I guess, but what a mess. Thank God this isn't radio. And of course, I needed to go back to Globe to get things, and there's no way.
All right.
Well, I just won't go. That'll give me more time. So
there you go.
So there you have it. All right, so we're going to
I have a couple of guesses on the straggler.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. All right.
Okay. Do they have to tell the truth?
No.
What about...
They probably do have to tell the truth, but that's not part of the answer.
Okay. What about they have to have a clean record?
Nope.
They can't have... Okay. And what about they don't have to disclose things that happened in their past?
Nope.
Okay. That's it.
All right.
Now I'll take a Seinfeld.
And you will. So, all right.
Okay.
In the episode, The Marine Biologist, George planned to name his child George, but eventually he settled on this.
Is that the episode where he wants to name his child Seven?
Yes, absolutely. Seven.
Okay. That's Mickey Mantle's number 2 or something like that.
Well, there you have it. You're a winner.
Okay, now I would like to just request one song.
Okay, let me get that piece of paper out that I won't lose.
Okay, you'll probably get a lot of requests this week.
I don't know. All right, so what is it?
Okay, I love Clarence Carter, and I love his voice. It's so powerful and strong, and I just want you to maybe pick a song that really shows that. I know he redid Easy.
Yeah, he did.
And I don't know if that's...
Yeah. That's fine.
Good or not. But if there's another song that you think is better, I just like it, the sound of his voice.
Well, you're going to get it. Good deal. Thank you.
Great. All right.
All right.
Thank
good
you
deal.
Very much.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'll hold on.
All right. Good deal. So now that's absolutely right. So we'll be confirming Lisa's address and we'll put her on hold and not hang up on her. We're going to be doing medical trivia with Karen right after the news and with Ruth and Gurney. Good old Ruth. I hope she's still hanging on there. It's always something. And in this case, it's going to be Hubertus, Wisconsin, Holy Hill trivia. And believe it or not, I've got some. Thank God for the internet. Naoto, of course, is going to be a Myers-Briggs question. You know that. And Laura in Willowbrook going to do a little 4x5. So that's the lineup. When you see somebody hang up, in fact, John has finished chatting with Lisa. So there is one line available for you. And I would suggest you take it. 888-876-5593. Up. There it is gone, 8888 Raleigh. But keep the number in mind, because when somebody hangs up, it's your time to get in there. We've got another bumper stumper coming up. Yes, all in the same theme. And all of these, I think, are well-known artists. I don't think there's anybody I played, at least not yet, that would be really obscure. So we're gonna leave it to you to decide on that. So all that and more is coming up. We've got an hour and a half left of Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
I can't pretend that I don't love you or don't think of you. Every night I can't pretend that I don't miss you, don't long to kiss you or hold you tight. I'm sorry for the things I've said to you. My words were so unkind. I lie awake dreaming of you. Can't get you out of my mind. So darling, please try to believe me. If you should leave me, my life would end. Or can't you see that I'm not playing? I'm only saying I can't pretend. I'm sorry for the things I lie awake dreaming of you. Can't get you out of my mind. So darling, please
try to leave me. All right, so well, it's on the list because it does fit in the theme, though the reason it fits in the theme doesn't necessarily apply. So this is the only one that's a little bit of a stretch, but I loved it so much I thought, oh, I got to play it. And it was the only thing from that time period, too, 1956 on Caravan. Who are they? All right, so all that. We've got a question. A lawyer in Indianapolis asked the judge to allow a deeper dive into potential jury members in a robbery case, and the judge denied it, saying this is irrelevant because there's no law requiring that of juries. No law requiring what of juries? All right, so that's the question. Those are the bumper stumpers, and you can have your own category. And boy, we prove that every week. We're going to with Naoto again. Hello, Naoto in Japan. What's up tonight? Naoto, have I lost you? Are you gone? Oh, well, let me hope he'll call back. We'll free up a line, and maybe Naoto will call back. I've got his Myers-Briggs question ready for him. Gary in Austin knows a bumper. All right, Gary, what'd you hear you know?
I heard ZZ Hill, I believe.
Yes, give me what you got. Absolutely.
And I wanted to pass on condolences to Soroya and Adam both for loss of their parents. Yeah. And I've gone through that, so it's pretty rough.
It is.
It's so good to hear Soroya back.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was trying to communicate the answer to her, and I was breathing deeply and all that. And, And I just can't get my telecommunication.
Oh, man.
Mental telecommunication to work. But we used to call that group REO Blandwagon.
Yeah, right. We would call them. Well, it seems like they couldn't fully make up their minds.
Yeah. Well, they heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's, I just wanted to mention that. And
yeah.
Good to hear her call.
Absolutely. So. And good to hear from you as always. Hang on. Of course, you're right. Don't
go
away.
Thanks.
Okay. So,
okay.
Yes, of course, Gary knows his stuff. We would expect nothing less. All right. So let's put Gary on hold there. And what else here? I think Ruth and Gurney. Are you still with us, Ruth? We lost Ruth? Ruth. No, we lost Ruth. Well, all right. Maybe she'll call back. It could happen. So let's see. Laura is in Willowbrook. Hey, Laura, how's it going?
Oh, it's wonderful. I'm sitting in my car listening to you and with my dog, Cotton, and now I'm ready. But
all right.
I wanted to just take a wild stab at your trivia.
Good.
Okay, these are just crazy. I don't even know what the rules used to be. But I'm thinking you don't have to live in the United States.
Oh, no, that's not it.
Or you don't have to be born. You don't have to be born in the U.S.
Nope.
Okay, and you have to be unemployed.
Nope.
Or you can't be unemployed.
Neither.
You have to be working.
Nope.
Okay, I'm ready. And in the old days when the 5x5 first started, I still always know it as 5x5, but I realize it's 4x5. So I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay. What time is 3 p.m. military time?
Ooh. Okay, I know this. Give me just a second to figure it out. What time again?
3 p.m.
3 p.m., okay. Okay, I got to figure it out here. I'm counting on my hands. 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17... 19. Okay.
3 p.m.
I know. It's like if you start at 12, 1, 2, 3, 12, 13, 12, 13, 14, 1,500 hours?
Yes, absolutely right. All right.
Okay. I had to use my fingers.
Okay. Well, see, I know that because all of our program logs use that type of timing. So when I see 1,500, I know I'm logging the 3 p.m. hour. All right.
Yeah, it's like, so, okay, I know. I got to start at 12.
It's okay. Mork and Mindy is a spinoff of what show?
Oh. I know this, and I hope I'll think of it. Mork and Mindy. Not Laverne and Shirley.
No. But that's a spinoff of it, too. Now, I did not even realize that Mork and Mindy was a spinoff of this show.
On the Family?
No. Keep going.
No, I give up on that one. No, well.
All right. Well, Mork and Mindy is a spinoff of Happy Days.
Oh, I wouldn't have got that.
No, and you know what? Neither would I. So, all right, you got to get the next three, and that's all that there is. Okay. Which two dwarfs didn't have names ending in the letter Y?
Don't be sneezy. Bashful?
Yes.
Okay. Don't be sneezy, bashful. Why is it always at one? Don't be sleepy, bashful. I cannot believe this. I can't think of the seven dwarfs' names, darn it.
Well, you're forgetting about Doc.
Oh, God. How could I forget Doc?
I don't know.
But I love playing trivia anyway, especially I hope Nyota calls back because I learn a lot. I have no idea what he's talking about, but it sounds so interesting about his whatever he talks about.
Oh, you're right. Well, good deal. Thanks for calling.
All right, thanks. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, so 888-876-5593. Frees up a line for you right now. So 8888 Raleigh. Karen is in Madison. All right, Karen, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
All right. So we're going to do.
I hope you have a great vacation, please.
Well, we're going to try.
We're going to be suffering for 3 weeks. We won't even have each other.
But there'll be replays.
Right. we won't know how everyone else is doing.
You're right.
But you enjoy yourself and take easy.
Oh, we're going to try. Right now it isn't easy,
okay. But
we're seeing. I'm hoping somewhere in this I'm going to get some rest, but not this week.
All right. Like a vacation.
Yeah, wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. How
Here we go.
How many square feet is the average adult human's skin?
I don't know it. I know it's a lot. I don't know what a square foot is. I'm not good at math.
Well, just think of it in terms of feet.
Oh, how many feet? Doesn't that depend on how tall a person
is? Well, the average human adult.
Okay.
Yeah, because it would also depend on how fat. I'm
going to say 100 feet?
19. But they are square feet, so...
I forgot this part.
Well, let's find out.
That's 19 feet?
Yeah, 19 square feet. So if you're looking at one square foot, I'm trying to figure out what that would be. I'm going to ask an online calculator rather than torture myself. But I don't know. If it's close to 100, well, I don't think so. Of course, it's an odd calculation. All right. And what it says, forget about it. I don't think you can do it that way. So anyway, yeah.
Oh, well.
19 square foot. So maybe if, all right.
I think we lost.
Yeah, right, exactly. I have no idea, but it's 19 square feet. All right, so that's an unfair question since I can't even define it. Let's ask you something else.
Well.
I'll ask you something else. Okay? What is the
largest organ in the body?
Artery.
Okay,
what's the largest artery in the body?
It's the one that goes across... It needs a name.
Oh, it's got a name.
I want to say aorta.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
That's right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, we're a winner. Okay, yes, the aorta is the largest artery in the body. Hang on, don't go away. You're a winner.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, I say one thing quick?
Of course.
I want to say to Naoto, because I'm sorry he lost last week, Watakushiwa anato ashite imasu to Naoto. We'll see if he knows what it means if he's awake.
Well, as long as you pronounced it right, I'm sure he knows what it means.
Well,
but
I learned it I also want to just say that Laura, I was playing the same game as her, but she won the T-shirt this week and I didn't. Okay,
oh,
I'm
all right.
Done.
All right, well, hang on, don't go away.
Thanks.
All right, good deal.
I'll wait.
Okay, so that's absolutely right. We'll put Karen on hold here. And what are we going to do? Well, I know. We're going to do this. Then we'll be right back to play. We'll play with Mark wants Star Trek. Dave on the north side wants his Gunsmoke multiple choice, of course. James wants his World War II. And Naoto's going to call back. And if he gets in there, of course, he's going to be before everybody else. Coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Ronnie James. Well, that's a gift. That should be easy. Absolutely easy. All right, so who is it? Now I'm going to run into a problem here because soon I'm not going to remember which I played and which I didn't. So we'll see about the next four. You might have a repeat. I don't know. But no one's guessing on the theme yet. But Naoto called back. All right, we're going to do Myers-Briggs. Naoto, thanks for calling back. How are you?
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm doing pretty well. And I think the last caller was talking about me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the pronounced like, Atao Aishimasu, maybe?
I don't know. She said something to you in Japanese, and I, for the life of me, I don't know.
So if I understand correctly, like, maybe like she said, like, I like you, or maybe I love you, or you know, something like
that. Ooh, ooh. Ooh, I don't know.
I'm not sure, but, you know, sorry if this is, like, a misunderstanding, but...
Yeah,
I really appreciate that, and...
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk Myers-Briggs here. Now, when we talk about the Myers-Briggs type, let's face it, every one of them, to a good degree, is an animal lover. But there is one type that has a natural ability to bond with animals. 87% of this type reports that. So what type is it?
The first type came to my mind is ISFP.
Very close.
Oh, very close.
Yeah, take another shot at it.
I would say INFP.
Yes, INFP is absolutely right. Yes, they prefer. Many of them prefer the company of animals to other people.
Yeah, I remember like one INFP friend told me that she rescued a bird on the street.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Maybe. Knowing you, an interesting question.
Knowing her just paid off. Of course, the prizes are worthless, but still, you knew the answer. So hang on, don't go away.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, good deal. Yes, INFP, 87% claim a natural ability to bond with animals. I love animals. I do not bond with them. You know, I know people who say, you know, I know just what my dog or cat is thinking. I have no idea what they're thinking at any time. Not a clue. So, you know, sadly, the only time that I ever knew was when I watched Winston, one of my wonderful Bernese Mountain Dogs. He got bloat, and I was too far away from anywhere to do anything about it. And John was out of town, and I called him. I said, Winston will die tonight. And, of course, he did, because bloat is fatal. And had I been able, it was raining, and I was, like, more than 2 hours away from an animal hospital, and I thought, you know, he'll just die alone in the back of the car. That's not going to work. So I just sat with him. But I knew then. But other than that instant, I never knew. Morgan was my favorite. I was partial to Morgan. And Morgan was wonderful, but I never felt like I could look in his eyes and have any idea what that dog was thinking. So, yeah, right. Probably, I want food. Yeah, things like that, you know, or give me a chance, I'll run away and swim. We caught him doing that a few times. But I don't know. But some people, I guess, bond with animals, and then there are, of course, the animal psychics. Now, that's really suspect. But yes, I've known people who absolutely claim that. Yep, they talk to animals. And, yeah, you know, considering what the animals probably witness in the average house, all the things that you might not want anybody to know, you probably don't want to bring the animal psychic in, just in case. I'm just saying. All right, so Mark and Aurora, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, I've got to get one of these right before you go on vacation.
Yes, here you go. You ready for your Star Trek question?
Yeah, we'll give it a try.
Okay. What day is Star Trek Day?
I have no idea.
Oh, no. Well,
You mean when the series started?
No, I mean it is proclaimed as a day, Star Trek Day.
No, I have no idea.
And it has to do with an anniversary. All right, Star Trek Day is September 8th, 1966. So every September 8th, it marks the anniversary of the original Star Trek premiere on NBC.
Oh.
Fans celebrate, and they, you know, enduring cultural impact, influence, themes of diversity and hope, overall legacy. September 8th, it's the annual anniversary. It's Star Trek Day.
Yeah, I figured it had to be when the series started, but I didn't know when that was.
Yep, September 8th. So, and what was the first episode?
Either Where No Man Has Gone Before, or, Oh, no. The Man Trap.
Absolutely right. All right.
Yeah.
Good deal. You've redeemed yourself. All right. So we'll talk to you. Okay. We'll talk to you hopefully soon.
Yeah, that was about the salt creature.
Okay. Was the salt creature made of salt?
No, the salt creature had the ability to suck the salt out of anybody to feed itself. If it didn't get salt that was just given to it in pellets. And Professor Crater was supposedly living with Nancy, but Nancy was really the salt creature.
By the way, we've just gone to news, but that's all right. Well, it sounds like an uplifting, happy show, doesn't it?
It really wasn't. Kirk ends by saying that he was just thinking about the buffalo when they had to kill the salt creature because it was murdering his crewmen.
It happens. So,
yeah.
And on that note, a legacy is born. All right.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you later. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, I had to go to news. Had to do that because, of course, it's the wee bitching hour. It's midnight. No choice. So we have another hour of Monday Night Trivia, and that starts in minutes right here.
Gotta find a brand new lover. Fun being home all alone. No, I should be out having a good time, like I know you do. But just like a little fool, I sit and wait here for you. Oh, I'm gonna find a brand new lover. Somebody who's gonna care about me. Somebody who's gonna care.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James. And who are they? Yeah, 1970 on Atlantic, as far as that goes. And what does one of the group members have in common with everybody else featured on this list? So there's your question, 888-876-5593. And Fran in Austin, I know what she knew, but she's going to tell us on WGN Radio.
I think I know. I had a guess kind of on this one, but I think it's the five stair steps.
Of course it is. Stay Close to Me, 1968 on Curtum. Yes, of course it is. Yeah, well, I'm glad somebody got it, because I'd been really embarrassed if nobody got that one.
I hope I'm right on this. But yeah.
You absolutely are, so that's wonderful. All right, so everything else good?
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's a subject for another
absolutely
day and time, I guess. But everything's in my life is going to hell in a handbag.
Yes, as they say, sucking pond water.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
But I have fun playing trivia, so.
And we have fun having you do it. So hang on a minute. Don't go away. All right,
okay,
so absolutely, Fran is right. But I know just how she feels, where you kind of say, Lord, you won't give me anything that I can't tolerate, but I'm getting close. What's going on here? and then you don't get an answer. All right, maybe you're not listening hard enough. I don't know, but I don't get an answer. All right, so we got James on the south side. So, James, how's it going?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, well. And by the way, thank you for your email. That was very nice of you to be concerned.
Okay. I'm glad you're doing well. I'm sorry about Soraya and
her mom.
Their loss.
Yeah.
Never really prepared to see your parents go.
Of course,
especially if you have them. Yeah, especially if you've had them long. If they've been with you a long.
Well, they've
time.
Been with you your entire life. Let's face it. But you know, as hard as it is, I'm sure it's even harder the other way around. No parent expects to lose a child. They always expect they'll go first. So it's never easy. No matter how you slice or dice that, it's just not. So, absolutely. And of course, when there were, you know, different elements of the relationship with a parent that can be, somewhat tricky, that makes it even harder because you not only feel the loss, but you feel guilt and all that. So even if it's not well placed, it's just there. So my heart goes out to Soraya.
Yeah.
Yep.
And the other colleague, too, as well.
Oh, Adam, of course, I know. Very sad.
Yes. I wanted to take a few guesses on that straggler before we got to
work. I'm counting on that.
Okay, I am going to... Okay, let's repeat the question.
I will repeat the question here. It's buried under a mound of stuff, but that won't stop me here. Let me just move it aside here. Oh, that's not going to be as easy as I thought. All right. Yes, I will. Here we go. A lawyer in Indianapolis asked a judge to allow a deeper dive into potential jury members in a robbery case. The judge denied it, telling the lawyer it was irrelevant because there was no law requiring that of juries. No law requiring what of juries?
Okay, I'm going to say... jurors to reveal more of what they know?
Nope.
Okay.
Let me give you a hint. It's something about their qualifications.
Okay. I'm going to say whether they're impartiality?
Nope.
They're expertise?
Nope.
Previous experience?
Nope.
I'm going to say there. Whether they had served previously?
Nope.
On a similar one?
Nope.
No. Okay. I'm going to say. I'm going to say whether they have any knowledge of the case.
Nope.
Okay. I know that since this is a straggler, it's going to die today.
Yes, it is dying today. It absolutely is dying while I speak. I think. Yeah. So. Take your last guess here, and then that's it.
Okay. Since we've already assumed that it's not the impartiality or the other qualities. Okay, we're going to have to presume that it has to do with has to do with what would they have to gain by it?
Nope. That's not okay. I hope they'd investigate that. I hate to think that went unquestioned, but no, it has nothing to do with that. All right, so are we moving on to World War II?
Yes.
All right, then. Yes. In the 1930s, before the war even started, the U.S. was making decisions about whether to aid China. And one of the things that helped push the decision in that direction was a writer. Who was the writer?
Okay. We're going to say... I'm going to say, goodness, because there was a movie made about this, too, and it is,
I'm really surprised. I thought you would get this like right away.
Yeah, and I gotta admit that I have been busy. Okay, the last.
Well, yeah, but not months. Not the last several decades. I mean, this
no,
is not...
No. You know, I know, Okay, yeah, and it shouldn't take me this long. Shouldn't have taken me this long either.
We're about to give up on you.
Oh yeah, because it's.
Yep, I think it's time to give up on you. You ready to really beat yourself up? Because you will.
Oh, I know I will, because it's
very famous. It's a Pearl S. Buck, who just happened to have one of the best-selling novels in the country, The Good Earth, wrote about the horrors in China and aroused public sympathy and support for the nation.
Yep, because it became a movie that got an Oscar for actress in 1938.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So you have a nice vacation, okay?
We'll try. All right. Well, with any luck, we'll be back. And
I might call back and take some more shots at your stragglers.
All right. If you think of something else, you call me back.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So there you have it. 888-876-5593. What do you think on WGN Radio?
Oh, my lucky charm, when you're in my arms, I'm happy as can be. Oh, Rosie, every time we meet, my heart skips a beat, I'm happy to repeat. Oh, Rosie, oh, Rosie, you are the one. Tell me, oh, tell me, you'll be my number. Your answer do, I promise to be true, oh, just you wait and see, oh, Rosie, don't make me lose my self-control, girl, Rosie, Rosie, you got a little heart of gold, everybody loves you, I know the reason why, you put the sun shine way up in the sky. There's really something the way you drive me wild. You make my heart sing with your Mona Lisa smile. Rosie, oh Rosie, you are the one. Tell me, girl, tell me, you'll be my number one. I tell you,
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who's that? Yes, 1964. All right, has something in common with everybody else we're playing tonight. So, yes, there's a theme, and there's stuff that you know. Oh, from David Northside, we'll be getting some Gunsmoke multiple choices. He loves those multiple choices, all right. But Marguerite called back. She's got some guesses on her question. So, Marguerite, what do you think?
Is it one has to be bilingual?
Nope.
Okay, we did mention, does one need to have a driver's license?
Nope.
Okay, that's all I can think of. And all thank right, you for taking right. my call. And my sympathies to Adam and the lady that
Soraya,
called after mother.
Yeah.
My okay. condolences to them.
All right, thanks.
And thank you.
Okay. All right. So, yes, judge said it's irrelevant. There's no law that says the juries have to be this. No law that says the juries have to be what? I think the answer is going to surprise you. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Yeah, and when you hear it, you're going to realize we're doomed. We're absolutely doomed. All right, Bob and Willowbrook's got some guesses. What do you think, Bob?
Well, yes, a couple of my guesses have already been tried, so here we go. No law, they have to be smart.
Nope.
No law, they have to stay awake.
Nope.
No law, they have to pay attention.
Nope.
Well, that's it. I hope, I don't know if this is a fun vacation you're going on or a working vacation,
okay.
but I hope you come back rested and healthy and all that.
Yeah, I just hope I come back. All right, no, I will.
Okay.
We'll see you then. All right,
by
thanks.
By the time you get back, I'm going to be in Florida. So
oh,
I'm
good.
Not sure when I'll have a chance to call you again.
Well, I hope you'll call me from Florida.
Maybe. We'll yeah, see how yeah. the ionosphere cooperates.
Yeah, there's also online. Don't forget it. I do a stream and WGN does a stream.
Mm-hmm.
So you are never okay. farther away than your internet.
I don't think I'm going to have the capability for that.
No? Well, I think everybody does. You've got some kind of computer or handheld device or something.
I'm still learning how to use my phone.
Okay, well, it's easy if you do. If you just go to Raleigh.net, it's really easy.
Okay.
All right.
I remember.
Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Yes, I make it very easy. So, no commercials, no sign-ups, no nothing like that. Just click on the link, the stream starts. How hard is that? All right, so 888, and it starts on whatever, you know, your player that you usually use, your favorite player. It's absolutely agnostic that way. It doesn't care. You know, I first started streaming in the mid-90s, and let me tell you what was all RTSP then, and man, getting it to somebody who had a player that could actually pick it up, oh, don't even start me. It was a nightmare. And today, of course, it's just so simple, stupid. That's the way it'll be with everything online. You know, as I keep saying, it's just going to be like the electricity. We flip the switch, the electric comes on. We think we expect it to, and it does. And it's going to be like that one day, maybe in your lifetime, not in mine, with computers. And until then, of course, Microsoft's definition of insanity, that's doing something the same way and expecting the same result. All right. Yeah, because you won't necessarily get it. All right, we're going to talk to Karen, who's got some guesses as well. Let's see if we can get a few in before the news. All right, so Karen called back. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Let's have some guesses.
Hi. Okay. Vision, visually impaired?
Nope.
Hearing impaired?
Nope.
IQ?
Nope.
No, that was it. The reason I say that is when I get papers for jury duty, if I don't want to do it, all I have to do is call the Chicago Lighthouse, and they send a report, and so they excuse you.
Oh, interesting. Now, if you wanted to serve, could you?
I don't know. I never wanted to, so I never checked into it.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm sorry. I thought sure that vision impaired would do it.
Yeah.
But I'm anxious to find out.
Oh, yeah, you won't believe it. You absolutely won't believe it, trust me.
Thank you
All
for
right.
taking my call.
Glad you did, thanks. All
Bye.
Right, and if you get called for jury duty and can do it, I really wish you would for a lot of reasons, including you're going to like the experience, I can almost bet on it. But other than that, if you were up on trial for anything, you would want a good pool of jurors, so try to be one. All right, we'll pick it up there right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
I want to know.
How could I forget?
Forget
him. When I was lonely, she chased away. The little girl chased away all of my blues. When I was down and out, she went somewhere and bought me. She bought me a brand new pair of shoes. So tell me, tell me, tell me.
How can I forget?
How?
How can I forget?
How could I forget?
Forget her.
Yesterday she left for somebody new. Go out and do the same thing too. But how, when her kisses still lingers on my lips and my cheeks pass for her fingertips, since she's been gone I can't sleep at night, and since she's been gone I can't eat a bite. Oh, so tell me, tell me, tell me.
WGN Radio. I'm Molly James. Yeah, I laugh every time I hear it because I remember at one point Robert W. was listening to one of my many tapes. Yeah, 8 tracks, right? And with all my obscure oldies, and he got to that line rhyming blues with shoes. He was like, "Back that up!" I said, "It's an 8-track. I can't." He said, "They didn't really say that." I said, "Well, if you wait about 8 minutes, you can hear it again." But he said, "That can't be on a record." I said, "Not only is it on a record, but not only, I was playing the Jimmy Holiday version. I said, not only Jimmy Holiday, but this guy did it first." Yeah, so I was down and out. Yeah, had the blues. She went out and bought me shoes. Yeah, right? So I had never really thought about one way or another, but man, he was just enchanted. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Dave is on the north side. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, how you doing?
All right.
Can I make a request or two first?
Oh, sure. What do you want to What do you want to hear?
Okay, you haven't played Bobby Blue Bland or?
I do sometimes. I play them both sometimes. But what do you want to hear?
Okay, but not tonight, right?
No, right. This is trivia. You don't get choices.
No, I mean you didn't play it earlier.
No, I played no Bobby Blue Bland or Ray Charles.
Okay. I was wondering, Ray Charles, I heard a song, Turn Down the Light.
Really? Okay. All right.
And then for my girlfriend, Dean Martin.
Okay. Now, we played something for her last week. I hope you heard it.
No, I missed it. I didn't think you found it. I was listening.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely found it. Yes. By the way, the deal is it wasn't what you thought. You thought it was Baby Doll. It was Paper Doll.
Okay.
I found it and played it.
She likes the song Sway.
Okay, sure. Bobby Rydell.
Yeah, I'll probably have her use her tablet, and I'll try and listen to the full song, but yeah, it'd be cool if you play it for her.
Okay.
That's cool that you played the other song for her.
Yeah, all right. All right.
Yeah. And this week, there's a new station on Antenna TV for Westerns. It's right by 32 Fox. You go down to 27.8 or something.
Okay.
Yeah, it just started today, so I thought I'd do Gunsmoke to...
To commemorate that. Isn't that nice? All right, so we're going to talk about Gunsmoke, and it might as well be in Swahili, but I'm going to read the questions, and I've got the answers, and they are multiple choice, all right?
I'll try, yeah.
Actor Ken Curtis portrayed a memorable character on the show. What was the character's name? Was it Festus Hagen, Festivus Hogan, Chester Good, or Festus Hogan?
I think you're saying the last name wrong.
Well, I'll give you again. Festus Hagen, Festivus Hogan, Chester Good, or Festus Hogan?
is Fester Hagen.
Yep, Festus Hagen. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's like you're trying to fool me with the vowels, I think.
No, right? it's the way it's written.
No?
I had nothing to do with
it. One was like H-A, and then one was like H-O.
Right. I don't make these up. I just pull them out of fun trivia. But interestingly...
I thought you were trying to fool me with the spelling.
I don't go to that much effort, believe me. Interestingly...
He pronounces it Hagen.
Yeah, well, oh, really? It's H-A-G-G-E-N. Yeah. All right, so I'd go with Hagen, but okay.
Hagen, he's like from Texas. He's like the deputy.
Well, if you say so. The only reason I know who he was is he started his career singing with Tommy Dorsey.
Really?
Yep. That's the only reason I know
him.
Well, there were a lot of songs, but did they record anything? Let me write that down and see, because that's the problem. A lot of times it wasn't recorded. But let's see. We'll.
That's interesting. That's something. People are right. You do learn things listening to you.
Something or else. Okay.
With knowledge, but still.
All right. So I will look for that too. Hang on, you're a winner, as usual. Don't go away.
All right.
All right, and so we'll see if we can't find that. Yes, put Dave on hold, not me. All right, I'm learning, but that'll be the day. All right, so Don and Beloit, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
Good. Been playing a lot of hockey and bike racing and fun fall sport stuff.
Uh-huh.
REO, really, I was getting a kick out of your thoughts. I did not know REO was from Champaign.
Yes.
REO Speedwagon. I don't know. I always heard this is true. I must be true, but they were always like the poster child for, I don't know, what's the technical word when you you want to increase your listenership by getting your songs played, so you give DJs lines of coke. They were like the king of that.
Well, they would have probably had to do it through independent promoters, because I don't think Epic. If CBS Records found out about this, I think the Epic people heads would roll. But whether or not independent promoters, well, after all, they were first managed by Irving Azoff, and I'm just saying. All right, so I'll leave it there. Yeah.
Well, I think. These jurors could be, they don't have to be married.
Nope.
They don't have to be male.
Nope.
They don't have to be Christian.
Nope.
They could be convicts or thieves.
Nope.
Okay. I was trying to think of something they don't have to be normal.
Nope.
Okay, I don't know, but that's an interesting one. I've heard some of the others answer as well.
So by the way, a lot of people, including yourself, have danced around it to some degree, so I will say that.
Okay.
I'm not giving you any other clues, but yes, we've had some interesting dancing here. All right.
Okay.
What
here's
your World War
II. Right ahead.
What aircraft was known as the Stormbird?
Stormbird.
Yeah.
Gosh, it sounds German.
Yes.
Boy.
Yes. Sturmvogel.
Okay. And I think they had a lot of nicknames for a lot of planes. Boy, I'm going to guess it's one of the Arado jet people. I don't know.
I'll tell you, there were two versions, and the Stormbird was the bomber version, and then something else was the fighter version. The Swallow was the fighter version. Schwalbe. Swallow.
I should know this. I'm going to go with Arado. I think it's an Arado. I'll say the Arado 234.
The Sturmvogel and Schwalbe was ME-262.
Emmy, oh, I should have known that. I knew that, yeah. I don't know why I didn't go with my... Yeah. Okay, right, because Hitler wanted a bomber version, so they did it. They told him, no, it's not going to work like that very well, but they insisted.
Yes, he said, Sturmbogel.
Well, good one. That was a good one. I should have known that.
All right, good deal.
Appreciate it.
Talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, yes, so there you have it. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, I do think we're going to do some charts with Ralph in Rockford. Hey, Ralph, how are you?
Well, thank you very much for the question, Raleigh. So far, I'm doing quite well because I'm listening to your show.
Oh, that's so nice of you. All right, so we're going to do charts.
Yeah, well, I was so impressed, of course, what this gentleman from Downers Grove knew, Chuck.
Yeah.
You know, he was just amazing. It amazed me how he knew about 66 Sheriff, you know, by the association, and then the Hollies and Plantations. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Some of our callers know all that and more. I've gotten to number 50 with some people.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Boy. Well, that's one reason I really love to listen to your show, because you are so knowledgeable about music. It's unbelievable.
So we're going to do charts from this week in 1967?
Yeah, I just wanted to say for 1 minute here about the Four Tops. That was you brought them up there.
And, yeah.
Yeah, and you talked about them. I just wanted to let you know, before I came and became naturalized in America, I was a young boy in Germany, and I was in Kassel, and Kassel is a bigger town. It must have some kind of American stations or soldiers over there, because they kept playing that music by the Four Tops in Germany.
Sure.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe, you know, how much I liked that music. I was more or less a little boy then, and believe it or not, I thought Motown was a country.
that's great. Well, yeah, I'm sure Sugar Pie Honey Punch, I Can't Help Myself, got a lot of airplay all over the world.
Oh, yes, and there were two brothers, the Holland brothers.
Well, Holland Dozier Holland, of course.
Yeah, and they wrote most of the number one hits for the Four Tops.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. So what's your, and the background singers were the Andantes, but what is your favorite Four Tops record?
Oh, there are quite a few top records that I like, but I think I would say Reach Out, I'll Be There.
Good choice. Mine's Ask the Lonely.
Oh, okay, well... It was this year, I believe, that the last original of the Four Tops passed away. His name was Fakir or Fakir.
Duke Fakir, yes, absolutely. Duke did, yes. Yeah. And so, that was Levi Stubbs and Ronaldo Benson and Lawrence Payton. Yes, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. And Levi Stubbs, he had the beautiful, strong voice.
Oh, of course. Yeah, he was terrific. And he also did a lot of stuff, voiceovers in television. He was the voice of Audrey II, the alien plant in Little Shop of Horrors. He did a lot of work. He was Mother Brain and a captain and the game master. So, And a lot of people, Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates, always said he was an influence. Yeah. So you betcha. Oh.
Yeah, well, I was very sad that he had a very big stroke, you know,
.
And he was in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And I remember a show on PBS. They really have sometimes excellent music shows.
Yeah.
And they showed him there with the Aretha Franklin pushing him onto the stage when the Four Tops were playing, and he was so moved
that he cried.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when he had that stroke in 2000, that was five years after he was diagnosed with cancer. I think that probably a lot of it had to do with the treatment and all that. And he in 2008, he died in his sleep, which is the way we all want to go. That's for sure. But I think that cancer treatment did it. But, you know, he was married to Clarice for 48 years. They got married in 1960 and were still married when he died. And they had five kids and 11 grandkids and 10 great-grandkids. So he had a good life.
Yeah, he did, and he was he was very successful too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he had a very nice personality too.
Yep. So he deserved the success he had, and he was terrific. And of course, Holland Dozier Holland wrote so many wonderful things, but of course, they really didn't feel that they were getting their writer's royalties, and that's when they left and formed Invictus.
Well, I think the reason, one of the reasons was why they left was because they say that Barry Gordy had promised them $1 million.
That's what I'm saying. They didn't feel they got their due. I just wanted to kind of give you the cliff notes of the story because time is moving on. We only have a few minutes left.
Okay, all right. So let's move with time.
All right, so... This week?
And try to get out with it. Yeah,
good deal.
The week, maybe.
Okay, let's see how you do. The week of September 30th, 1967, the number one song was The Letter.
By the Box Stop.
Yes, number two, Ode to Billy Joe.
Oh, that was that girl, that was the biggest hit she had.
Yeah, it was the only hit she had, yes, really.
Yeah, that was maybe go to three, I think.
Okay, it was Bobby Gentry. Okay, number three.
Yeah, Bobby Gentry.
Never My
Bobby.
Love.
I think it was The Association.
Yes, of course it was. Number four, Come Back When You Grow Up.
Oh, Come Back When You Grow Up, girl.
Yeah, you're still living in a paper doll world.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Living is easy, loving is tough. Yeah, okay.
I think it was a very successful group, but I cannot think of it right now.
It was a male vocal, and he was produced by Snuff Garrett, my favorite rock and roll producer.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
So
that means it was on Liberty back then.
Oh, yeah, you know all those.
And he got famous. He was originally from the Fargo area. He got famous because of the Buddy Holly crash, because he was the next guy who stood in for the rest of the tour.
Oh, that was, that was in February 1959.
All right, so who was he?
I can't think of it
now,
but maybe...
Bobby V, Robert Beeline, Bobby V.
Oh, Bobby V, okay.
Okay, so, number five, Reflections. You can do this.
Oh, yeah, Reflections of My Life. Yeah, I remember,
And it was written by Holland Dozier Holland.
Holland, yeah, Reflections. Was it a soul group too or no?
Yeah, you'd say that.
Yeah. Oh, then let's see, Holland. Was it by the Temptations?
Nope, Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Oh, Supremes, yeah, Reflections. I remember that now, Diana Ross.
Well, you're three, so you're out, but I'm going to finish the top 10 anyway to see how you do. Number six was Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I always have a hard time to remember that one.
They were from Allentown.
Yeah.
Jerry Ross produced them.
Mm-hmm, yeah, well, I...
And the follow-up was Strawberry Shortcake. But they did a lot of great records that they never got any credit for. They did some wonderful records, and it wasn't about food. But anyway, it was Jay and the Techniques. I'll play more of them sometime. Yeah. Number seven, a record co-written by Renard Minor, who used to call this show all the time, and now he's no longer alive. Your Love Keeps Lifting Me Higher and Higher.
Oh, that's Jackie Wilson.
Yes. Number eight, Funky Broadway. And the hit. It was originally, you'll never know this, it was originally Dyke and the Blazers, but who had the hit?
Funky Broadway, that was, the guy with a strong voice. He had another hit was In the Midnight Hour. That was Wilson Pickett.
Yeah, absolutely. The Wicked Pickett, Wilson Pickett. Okay, number nine.
Yeah, the Wicked, yeah. The Wicked Pickett.
Yeah, I dig rock and roll music.
Oh, that was Mamas and Papas.
No, it was a folk group. Oh. You can do this.
Yeah.
They were real big in the folk era.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Yes, absolutely. And number 10 was Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh, that was, that's a gentleman from England.
Well,
that
was, I thought he was from Ireland, but it could be, I don't know.
Ireland, yeah, you are right. I would say it's from Ireland, and believe it or not, he had in the mid-60s, he had a group that was called Them.
Of course he did, because that was, Gloria was a huge hit in the States.
Yeah, and Here Comes the Night.
Yes, that's right, yeah, and Gloria was also covered right when Them put it out by Shadows of Night. So absolutely.
Yeah, that was of course Van Morrison.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, very good. We'll talk to you hopefully soon.
Yeah, soon, yeah, when you come back and have a nice holiday.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Have a good holiday. Yeah, well, thank you, yeah. And,
all right.
And thanks for the time.
Oh, absolutely. Good to hear from you. Thanks. All right, so we have Ralph checking in Rockford. That's nice. And we have very little time left, and I think there's something I have to do right now on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. A lawyer in Indianapolis asked a judge to allow a deeper dive into potential jury members in a robbery case. The judge denied it, saying it was irrelevant because no law requires the juries to be sane. The lawyer wanted the jurors to be screened by a psychiatrist, and the judge balked. All the bumpers, all the solo artists, and one member of each group celebrated birthdays this week. If you're wondering, you can look at Raleigh.net and get the whole list, including Tyrone the Wonder Boy, who was, of course, Tyrone Davis, who would have been 88, and everybody else. And on that note, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air, and John for screening your calls, and deep apologies to Anita, Tommy, and James, who are still hanging on. But 21 hours from now, the floor is yours, and I hope you'll call right here on WGN Radio.